When you're behind the wheel of a large truck or bus, texting or other distractions are never worth the price of your life. The next time you're tempted to take your eyes off the road, think of the people waiting for you at your destination. Everyone has somewhere to be, so make it your priority to get there safely. Don't let distracted driving take your focus away from the things that matter most in life. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
This podcast is sponsored by Delete Me. Would you just give your house key to criminals? Having your personal information on the internet is like giving a thief the key to your home. They can take everything that's valuable to you anytime. But joindeleteme.com can help you protect yourself. Online data brokers compile information about you and sell it to people who could ruin your life. But joindeleteme.com scours the web, removes the personal information you don't want seen, and reduces the risk of data brokers, scammers, identity thieves, even political enemies getting personal information that could hurt you, your family, or your reputation. You'll get regular reports detailing what they find and remove. And joindeleteme.com isn't just AI. They have real people working to keep your data safe. Keep your private life private with joindeleteme.com. Sign up today and get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/protect. Go to joindeleteme.com/protect. That's joindeleteme.com/protect.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
I was just an insecure, scared kid. And the only way I could find myself was through putting myself through the worst thing possible. My biggest advice to give everybody in the world is, like I say, we live in an external world. Everything is you gotta see it, touch it, it's external. If you can for the rest of your life live inside of yourself, stop listening to everything that is makes no sense. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you got to flush it out. You got to just be whoever the hell God or whoever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You got to take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. And I'm not saying don't believe in God or what you believe in, but right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not going to find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you gotta be quiet. Go in a room, stop talking, search your soul, search your mind, search your abilities, and you'll find it. But if you're not looking for it, you won't find it. So you gotta go start your journey. And the journey starts with you finding, why the hell am I here on this planet Earth? Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
Well, it was pretty crazy for me. It took a while to get to that point where enough was enough. What happened, I came home one night from work spraying for cockroaches. And long story short, I turned on the Discovery Channel. I saw some guys going through Navy SEAL training. And they were going through Hell Week, and they were getting their ass just beat. You know, in and out of the water, guys ringing the bell. They were just suffering. And I was weighing like 297 pounds. And I had to make a change in my life. You know, I was at an all-time low, and I wasn't going anywhere. And I was exactly what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. So I had to make a change. No one was helping me out. My dad made my mom kind of irregular. So she worked three jobs, went to college full time, so she was never around. One time this person drew a picture of me and, you know, said, "We're gonna kill you," on my Spanish notebook. And I took it to my principal. And my principal said, "They spelled Niger." That was the best advice he can give me. So long story short, what I realized was no one was here to help me. I started shaving my head when I was 16 years old. And the feeling I had every morning when I looked in the mirror was horrible. And I didn't want to feel like that anymore. And how I felt was a kid going nowhere, a kid that was scared. And most kids will accept that and look for help. But the best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry for me. No one looked at me and said, like this day and age, they'll take you in and they'll tell everybody, stop picking on this person. Back then, they didn't care. The KKK marched in our 4th of July parades. They had to stay 100 yards back, but they marched in it.
Wow.
That's how this town was. And my mom cared about me, but my dad took our soul. And she, you know, did the best she could. I had to figure out I wasn't going to be a punk kid all my life. So the only way I could turn around was to suffer. I had to build calluses in my brain the same way I built calluses on my hands. So I broke the Ginsburg World's record for pull-ups a long time ago, but I failed at it twice. And I did 67,000 pull-ups in trying to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Break this record. So to do 4,030 pull-ups, I had to do 67,000 for training for that. And so what I realized is for me to become the man I wanted to become, I saw myself as the weakest person God ever created. But I never blamed God for anything he did to me. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. And my goal when I was sitting there, not going to school, being bullied, having no self-esteem, my goal was the only person that's going to turn this person around is me. The only way I can turn it around is put myself through the worst things possible a human being can ever endure. And that'd be the only way that I can build this brain to handle anything that comes in front of it, callousing my mind through pain and suffering.
In the end, what would your advice be to that 16-year-old kid who staring in the mirror does not like what he sees, but is still running from adversity?
Well, my biggest advice to him is that, first of all, he won't like what I say to him, because I'm going to say the exact opposite of what the world, today's world, is saying. So we read a bunch of books nowadays. As humans, we want to find out how to be someone else. What we don't do is we don't go inside. So literally turn yourself inside out. Read the book that says, like we're writing a book every day of our lives, but we never read that book. So what I would challenge this young man or young woman to do is you have to look inside of yourself and see what you really want. What are you passionate about? We use these words and these little phrases of only the strong survive and all this other crap. They're all just words. I get so tired of hearing people just talking. Like right now, someone may think Goggins is just talking. You don't know me.
So when I speak from passion. I speak from experience. I speak from suffering. I have to tell this young man or woman that the only way I believe, and this is my experience in life, the only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. And some people will get it and some people won't. But they have to see what their journey is to start their journey. Several people live to be 100 years old and they have great lives and they have great kids. Their kids go to college and all sorts of stuff. But somewhere in their life, there was a point where they had a decision to make. They can go left or right on this path. Left was the easy route. Right was the hard route. A lot of people take the easy route. And they had a good life that way, but the better life was going to the right side. And you may have 20 years of pain and suffering to get past it, but a lot of us die never truly starting our journey. And I would tell this young person, you got to start your journey. It may suck, but it will come out the other side where you're coasting. Every day, we're seeing who we are as people. When I was growing up, I lied for people to accept me because I didn't accept myself. So I would make up stories so then you would accept me into your world. Everything I did was for someone else to like me. It wasn't until I started reading my own book about how pathetic I was as a human being. I could blame my dad. I can blame kids at school. I could blame having health issues, ADD, my mom not being around. Great mom, but she was doing her thing. I could blame a lot of people. And that's the book I was reading. And I put it off on everybody else. It wasn't until I said, you know what? For me to fix this, I got to read what the hell, what is wrong with David Goggins? Not blame anybody. Read my book and say, okay, I'm afraid of my shadow. How can I overcome that? Go in the military, get your ass kicked, do things you hate to do, be uncomfortable every day of your life. Roger that. I'm not the smartest kid in the world. Okay. Instead of somebody saying, oh, no, you're smart. No, no, don't say that to yourself. I said to myself, no, I'm a dumb motherfucker. Okay, roger that. How you get smarter? Educate yourself. So the things that we run from, we're running from the truth. We're running from the truth, man. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today. So hopefully I can help people that believe that they're much less than what they truly are. Help them find greatness in themselves. And greatness isn't running 200 miles at a time or doing 4,000 pull-ups or being a SEAL. Greatness is whatever the hell you dreamed of in your own mind. You got to first see it. You got to first create this vision in your mind. And then that's when I come into play. Once you create this vision in your mind, it's how am I going to get there now? And that's when I come into play. But first, you got to create your own vision. And then it's not external. It's the vision created is inside of you. So until you create that, I'm nobody to you. I'm slowly writing a book right now. It's taking me 4 or 5 years because I have so many things to talk about. It's going to be probably several books. But the first book will probably be about my life story, how I came up, and a few lessons learned along the way. But, you know, I have so much to talk about, so much to say, just to give people a lot more than hope. So.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets.
You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.